I am a hand weaver to my trade. I fell in love with a factory maid, and if I could her favour gain, I'd sit beside her and weave by steam. My father to me all scornful said, how could you fancy a factory maid when you could have girls both fine and gay, all dressed up like a queen of May? As for your fine girls, I do not care. If I could but enjoy my dear, I'd sit in the factory all of the day, and she and I'd keep our shuttles at play. I went to my love's window last night, just as the moon was shining bright, and such a light came from her clothes, like the morning star when first arose. I went to my love's bedroom door, where I had been oft times before, but I could not speak, nor yet get into the pleasant bed where my love lay in. How can you call it a pleasant bed when naught lies there but a factory maid? A factory maid, although she be, blessed be the man who enjoys she. Pleasant thoughts run in my mind as I turn down her sheet so fine, and see her two breasts standing so, like two white hills all covered in snow. I turned down her milk-white sheet to view her body so fair and neat, and underneath I did espy two pillars of the finest ivory. Where are the girls? I'll tell you plain. The girls have all gone to weave by steam, and if you would find them, you must rise at dawn and trudge to the mill in the early morn.